Hello, Andy here, and welcome back for day 5. Yesterday we got pretty darn sad. I'm still feeling a little sad, actually. Okay, I'm alright. Just about. Hang on. Okay, yep. Yep, I'm okay. I think it's best to move on from sadness. Time to shift into anger. Some of us feel anger easily, and it can take us over. We can't control it. If you are that person, it's not your fault. It's often to do with the way that anger was managed when you were younger, as well as a million other factors. On the flip side of that coin, some of us really can't connect with anger, and it can come out as fear instead. But when we do get angry, we can often explode. Whichever you are, or if you're somewhere in between, anger is good. We need anger to know when something isn't right. When I get angry, I sign petitions, speak out for wrongdoing, and try to meditate more, so I can channel it positively. And of course, anger can come out in conflict in relationships. And it rarely gets us anywhere, unless we can channel it in a positive way. So we need to be skilled in how we use anger. Just as an example, I know you won't believe it, but I sometimes write angry emails to people. I know I'm angry, and I know what I'm writing won't really be authentic. So what I do is I write the angriest email I can. Walk away, calm down, breathe, look at that email again. And then sometimes walk away again if I'm still angry. Then I come back and write a final email that gets my point across, has impact, but isn't full of rage, which is likely to dilute and devalue my communication. Okay, let's do an angry meditation. So get your punch bag ready and make sure you're wearing your boxing gloves. I'm just kidding. Finding your comfortable upright sitting posture. Sitting with a sense of uplift and dignity, while feeling grounded, with your feet on the floor and your hands together in your lap or flat on your knees. Now taking a deep breath in, breathing out, and gently closing your eyes. Now giving your mind and body an opportunity to settle by focusing your attention on your breathing. And for this meditation, placing your attention down at your belly. Feeling it expanding and contracting as you breathe in and out. So moving your attention away from that busy mind, down to that felt experience of your belly as you breathe. And continuing to do this. Now bring to mind a time when you felt angry. And as we did yesterday, it doesn't need to be a time you were full of rage. So maybe about 5 out of 10 angry. And you can picture the scenario, if that's helpful. And then tuning into the emotion of anger. And noticing where it appears in your body. It could be in your hands, maybe down at your belly, in your head, Maybe there's a tightening somewhere. And also tuning in to any thoughts, any judgments about that time, or about any anger you might be feeling, or if you can't connect with anger right now, noticing that judging mind. And how intense is that anger? Does it feel very strong and in the foreground? Or is it very subtle, or maybe barely there at all? And allowing that anger to manifest in any way it wants to appear. And notice how you're relating to that anger. Do you feel comfortable with it? Do you have an aversion? Has it given you some kind of energy? Switched your mind on? Or maybe it's triggered another emotion, like fear. Just being curious, noting what you notice, and continuing to sit with a gentle curiosity into your experience of anger right now. And if you want to, you can imagine breathing into that anger, breathing a space around it, almost diluting your anger. A bit like a teaspoon of salt in a drop of water. This would be very salty to drink, and very intense. But if we dilute the water, the saltiness will lower in intensity. In the same way, you can breathe space around anger, diluting it, and allowing it to lower in intensity. And now letting go of the effort that you've been making. Taking a deep breath in. Breathing out. Opening your eyes as we end this meditation. How was it to connect with anger? What did you notice? Did you notice anger very easily? Or was it very much in the background, or barely noticeable? This is useful information. If you're someone that doesn't really get angry, then this is worth exploring more in meditation, to find a new connection with it, in a neutral space. And you might also find it interesting to look back at times when maybe anger wasn't welcome in your life. So anger isn't a bad emotion. It gets a bad press, to be honest. But we can channel our anger for good, and of course we have a choice in what we do with anger. So we can use mindfulness to know when it's time to walk away, maybe speak our mind at the time, or come back when we're calm to address the issue. And if someone upsets us, and we get angry with them, we can often end up carrying around that emotion, when actually the event's over, it's happened. And we're going to explore this more later in the program, when we look a little bit at forgiveness. That's all for today. In day 6, we're going to look at a lesser known emotion. This one is shame. Take care, go well, and we'll check in tomorrow for day 6.